At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
For various reasons, people can lose the sense of touch in parts of the body, mostly due to damaged nerves. But now researchers have developing a method of reversing this, a small prosthesis that is placed under the skin. Theoretically, it shouldn't have to be replaced and doesn't need a battery. To tell us more, we're joined on News Talk by Dr. Ben Mauz from the University of Tel Aviv. Good afternoon, Ben.
Good afternoon.
Currently, if somebody loses the sense of touch in any part of their body, what are the options for those people?
Unfortunately, there are not too many options. This is the truth. You can try to do nerve repair, which is a surgery, and success rate is less than 40%. And basically, that's it. Not too many options.
Right. So there's no technological fix for this or even something to ameliorate the symptoms.
So not really. The only thing that people are doing, but this is not really for people who lost tactile sense, it's for people who lost the whole organ, is basically to use a prosthetic in that sense.
Right.
So there are, you know, new generations of prosthetic, but this is not relevant for most cases of people who lost their tactile sense. So currently there is no real option or technological option to try to do restoration of tactile sense.
So the device that you're developing, describe what it looks like.
So actually, if you will see the device is actually really, really small, and it looks like a very thin piece of metal or something like this. But it is really, really small, and the only thing you have inside is basically two layers of insulating material in order to create electrostatic electricity. And basically, the device itself is self-powered because it is all the time being charged with static electricity by friction. And that's it. So if you will look at the device itself, it is really, really small. It looks like a rectangle. And you can implant the device under the skin in any, you know, place in the body you would like.
And so if, say, for instance, one had lost the sense of touch in your hand, this would be placed under the skin, would it? And is it then attached to nerves there?
Exactly. Basically, the concept of what we did is, basically, we created a device that all the time is being charged with electricity. And every time you touch this electricity, this charge is being tunneled or being conducted to a healthy nerve, sensory nerve. And then the electricity is basically stimulating the nerve and giving you back the sense of touch. So what we did with the device is basically we created a bypass for damaged nerves. So, for example, if you have a damage with your in your finger, so you can put our device at the tip of your finger, and to connect it to the part of the nerve that is still functioning. So by this, you create a bypass to the damaged nerve, and you can stimulate the working nerve according to the pressure that is being applied on the device.
And that sense of touch then, is it able to register different sorts of sensations, i.e., you know, the difference between pressing something or maybe heat?
So this is actually a really good question. So currently, we started only with the pressure, and we also created a calibration of that we can actually can distinguish between different amount of pressure. But we started only with this. Obviously, the next step of the research will be to add heat and to identify hot surfaces, cold surfaces, and also shear forces, and basically to make it more sophisticated.
And in the tests that you've carried out on this, does it take a while for the brain of the subjects to get used to this?
Yes. The answer is yes. So because the mechanism of stimulation is we try to make it as closest as possible to what the body is used. But since you have a new device with different type of electrical stimulation from what was there before, the brain will need to adapt to the new stimulation. Fortunately, we tried this stimulation already with the rodents, and we saw that it was working. And also we know that the brain is very plastic, which means the brain knows how to learn and to adjust to new stimulations. And so we are pretty sure it will be the same with humans.
And as you mentioned, you have tested it on animals. Are you at the stage of human trials now?
So a few months ago, we already started the whole process, which is very long, to trying to make the clinical trials. There is a lot of bureaucracy, but we are on the way. So we are definitely on the way, and hopefully within a year or two, we will be able to see this already in the clinic. So we are we really hope for the best, and we are doing our best to try to bring it to the people who lost their tactile sensation.
And would it work theoretically in any part of the body?
Definitely. Because the device is very simple, and again, there is no need for external power source. Basically, there is no problem to implant the device wherever you need in the body. This includes your toes, fingers, skin in different places in the body, and you can. It's very, very modular.
And would it ever have to be replaced, or you know, once it's inserted, is it there for life?
So again, if we think about how the device is actually working, so imagine that like in the winter where you have the air is very dry, so you have a lot of accumulation of charge, and every time you touch something, so you feel the spark, right, of the discharge of the electrical charge that you created. So basically, we created two very small pieces of material. That it's also biocompatible. It means that the body will not react to this material, and it is not toxic to the body. And these two materials, all the time, they have friction between with each other. And this is how you create this static electricity. And every time you touch, you discharge. Now, since it is a process that doesn't require any external power source, you can keep it there for a lot of time. How much it is a lot of time? We tested in the lab. More than 500,000 fingertips, and the device continued to work perfectly. So we know it can be in a biological environment for a very long time, and we know that it can function for a very long time without the need for replacing it, charging it, or fixing it. So hopefully, and this is what we inspire for, is that you need to have the surgery to implant the device one time, and then it can stay in your body forever. Hopefully this is what we aspire for.
Well, that's a fascinating prospect. Dr. Ben Mayoz is the lead researcher on this project that's being taken place in the University of Tel Aviv. Ben, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for inviting me and for showing interest in our work. Thank you very much.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.